Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 218. Why so serious? Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, and welcome to the show, this podcast. We talk about bears and bear events, bear artists and
chasers otters and wolves and
manatees, you know,
big hairless Brazilian mountain goats, yeah, you know, anything that comes along.
Yeah, that's right.
Talk about it.
But anyway, yeah, we talk about a lot of things in the show, and yeah, we're based here in Texas, and actually today,
yeehaw,
and today we have a special guest, and we'll talk about that later. It's actually, what's his name?
Dan Manhunt. Manhunt
rhymes with
Manhunt.
With Manhunt.
Dan Hunt, the man from Manhunt.
Yeah, that's right. But anyway, okay, so we have a great interview with him. Great. He's an awesome guy, awesome. And oh, I just can't say anything more. It's, yeah, but before we go to that, let's do some weekend updates. Okay, so what's up with you? What happened to you last weekend?
Went and saw Batman.
Oh my God, you did already?
Saw the Batman.
Okay, so what do you think of Heath Ledger? You know, that's the reason why people are watching it, you know, because of Heath Ledger.
Well, I think, well, first of all, I think it's going to beat every box office record ever made. Probably because Heath Ledger did die. It'd probably beat box office records if Heath Ledger hadn't died, but I think that has a lot to do with it. But I must say, he went out with a bang, I got to go see it.
That doesn't sound so good, but okay.
If this is your last, if you're an actor and you're going to do something, it's good to go at the top. I always assume it's good to go at the top of your game. Mm-hmm. And I think that his Joker is incredible. I mean, people are going to compare it to Jack Nicholson's Joker, but I'm like, you know, it's like Jack Nicholson. The movie was different. This is a whole different setting. This is a whole different rewriting. I mean, we're talking about The Dark Knight and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, and this Joker, I could believe this guy could, his Joker, I could believe I could actually meet on the street one day.
Oh, that's true. And because I heard...
It's not all comical. I mean, it's just like...
Not, yeah, that's right. It's not comedy. There's nothing hilarious, nothing...
I mean, he does funny stuff, but it's more like he's crazy.
Yeah, gosh.
So, I mean, it's very good. Christian Bale did a great job.
I'm going to watch it this Thursday.
Yeah, so the only thing that I didn't like about it was Jake's sister being in this movie as... what's her name?
Something Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
I forgot her.
Yeah, Maggie, I think it's Meg or something like that. Anyway, I just don't like her character in this movie. And I know Katie Holmes couldn't do it because Tom wouldn't let her out of, you know, something to do it. But I think that they could have found somebody better. I just was not impressed by her. Mm. Michael Caine, as always, is incredible. So, but yeah.
It's always good. Michael Caine is always a good character for me. He's always awesome. Yeah. So what else? Just the movie? That's it, Mr.
That, and then I went to Summer Sin Fest Saturday night and helped out there.
Oh, the Sin Fest! How did that go?
Yes, that was quite interesting. Dan Lieberman came down and gave some demos, and I was setting up Saturday and missed the demo that he was doing on some specific techniques, and I hated that. In fact, I know at dinner that night I went with the NLA group to watch the movie, and we met early for dinner, and they were talking about it, but I never put two and two together that it was happening the next day that he was down and stuff. So
can you tell the listeners what exactly is that event?
It's the straight fetish ball.
It's the straight fetish ball.
It's a straight fetish ball party. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of gay amos there too, but and a lot of bisexual people. But you know, it's mostly geared to the straight crew that are into fetish gear, leather, nudity, stuff like that. So I mean, it was a pretty good event. Had a lot of good music, a lot of good DJs. Had a little dungeon set up in the back that was nice. got to see some interesting stuff.
Wow.
So it was pretty interesting. Some really, really hot guys there. Wayne, all I got to, and Wayne worked as a bartender at South Beach. All I got to say, man, if I could have got a hold of you and those latex pants that you had on, or leather, no, they weren't leather, they were they rubber or vinyl pants? I think they were vinyl pants, the real shiny ones. Okay. I can't get off the terminology. Anyway, I was, he got his butt bruised with my paddle. Mm. I didn't get to do it. But
you did some paddling yourself?
I did not get to do it. I loaned my paddle to somebody, and they did it on stage. They were up there. His birthday's in July, and they had all the people whose birthday is in July come on stage, up on stage, and they got paddled or spanked.
We should have had Palima in it. His birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Palima.
Happy birthday, Palima.
Yeah, that's right.
And so it was very interesting. And then Sunday, I recovered
from it. Good for you. I was so tired. I just came from San Antonio. I drove in. And it's actually my friend, our friends, Jerry and Joe, they had a housewarming party. Okay, this is the first time I've ever experienced a housewarming party with a theme. Because they have a pool party also. They have a pool, but they have a theme. They have a Hawaiian theme. I mean, you know, I'm used to the ones that are a housewarming party. You go in, you have hors d'oeuvres, drink some wine, and probably some, you know, housewarming gifts, that happens. But this time they had a pool party with a theme. So I don't know. It's just the first time I've ever experienced that. And we were there just the whole day. And yesterday I went to Boca de Beppo. Straight from San Antonio, I went straight to Boca de Beppo for Palima's birthday party. And he turned 36. So happy birthday, Palima.
God, Palima, you're getting old.
Yeah, he is. So yeah, we did that, and we had fun, and got to drive around the Wayne's sports car. What does he have? He has a
That's not Wayne's sports car. Let's get that clear. That's Wayne's sister's sports car that she stores in his garage. So let's get that straight.
But it was fun to drive anyway. I didn't want to floor it or anything. I'm not used to.
But it's what the M3 M3 convertible.
Oh, I'm not sure what it is.
I can't remember. I know I've been riding it. There's pictures on the internet of me riding in it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, okay. So let's go on with Dan, our guest for today. So what do you think? Oh, let me play some of his audio. What? This is actually a documentary that Dan had.
There's lots of hot men in the Castro.
Oh, always.
Especially today.
Wow. Yeah, that's just a very short preview of Bear Run, the movie that we're going to talk about. So, here's our interview with Dan Hunt.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice. Nice butt. Yeah, sure. So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hey everyone, this is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And we have a special guest in this episode, and he is Dan Hunt, director of Bear Run, the movie. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Welcome, hey, guys. Man.
Hey.
And, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I learned about you some time ago, and I've been wanting to have you in the show and to talk about your upcoming documentary. This is a documentary, right?
It is a documentary.
It is a documentary, yeah. Okay.
Yep. So it's real people, real events.
Yeah, that's right. So where was this filmed?
It was actually filmed in a lot of places. Mm-hmm. The story of, or the documentary itself, it really is about, you know, bear culture in the United States, but it's told through three individual stories. And the three stories are three characters. There's two guys from Albany, New York, named Mike and John. They're a couple.
Mm-hmm.
The second character is a guy named Louie, and kind of his, what I refer to as his kind of posse, and they're all down in New Jersey. And the third character is Mikhail, who lives really far north in Vermont. But what I did is I followed those three of them, or those three sets of characters, as they went to bear events, bear runs, all around the country. So I shot at, Lazy Bear.
Oh, you went to Lazy Bear. Wow.
Oh, my God, that is the most amazing.
I've never been to Lazy Bear. All my friends have gone.
You've got to go. It is just the most mind-blowing experience. Just to see that many bears in one space is, it's beautiful. It's just a beautiful, beautiful event.
Yeah.
Actually, we're showing the film at Lazy Bear on the 30th this year. So that's kind of cool. We're doing a kind of a sneak preview out there.
Yeah, that's going to be in August, right? I think that's August.
It is. No, it's actually, it starts on the 30th or maybe the 29th of July and goes through, I think, August 2nd. It's
oh, early. Yeah. I remember they moved it some time ago, 2 years ago. I think they moved it and they put it back in July. Yeah.
Right.
Darn. And I'm already going to be in California.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it. I'm flying home before it starts.
We're so busy, Dan. This month is really hectic for us, Dan. It's just, Ray is going to Comic-Con. I'm going to the Philippines and doing stuff for our family and stuff. So, but Ray's going to be there for Comic-Con, so he's going to be covering that. So So back to your movie.
I shot at Lazy Bear. I shot at International Bear Rendezvous (IBR) in San Francisco, Bear Week, Provincetown, Bear Albany, New York City Metro Bear event. I know I'm forgetting Bear Trek, which is outside of New York City, and somewhere in the South that I'm not recalling right now.
Bear Watch? No.
Bear Watch? No, not.
I don't think it was Bear Watch.
No.
A long time ago. I've actually been filming on and off for about 3 years, three to 4 years.
Oh, you yourself filmed this. You're the one who's following the guys around.
Yeah. It's a non-profit.
It's like a reality TV style.
It kind of is, and that's normally. My background is producing for PBS, so I kind of like classic, traditional documentaries. But for this one, because Logo wanted it, and Logo is owned by MTV, they wanted it a little bit more upbeat, and they wanted it a little bit more kind of reality style. In order to do that style of documentary, you need to film a lot. And so I had my camera with me all the time, and on the three guys that we feature all the time. They were kind of tired of me by the end of it.
Yeah.
But we had fun.
Yeah, I bet it was. So,
on the DVD, do we get to see the outtakes?
Oh my gosh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. The version that you'll see on Logo on August 2nd, it's for TV, so it's only about 45 minutes long. But the home video version, which is coming out the same day on my website, will be an hour long, and it'll have, it's the pardon the expression, the uncut version. I can go either way.
Yeah, it's okay.
Or the director's cut, and that's where, I'm able to put the outtakes. There's also, the documentary really, really focuses on these three guys' stories. So I wasn't able to use a lot of some of the experts that I interviewed because it really was about the integrity of the individual characters and their stories and not really trying to water their stories down with, outside analysis. So to the longer version, I'll be able to include some of the experts like Les White, who wrote the Bear books, and some publishers and some other types of guys who can kind of talk about bear culture in the larger sense.
Yeah. Let me ask you, how did this start? I mean, you just got a camera. I will do a film about you. I mean, how did it start? I mean, when?
It did start somewhat like that. I've been doing documentaries for 20 years. For PBS and different channels, Women's Entertainment. I did one for them, and I went to Logo a few years ago and pitched this idea to them. And I don't think at the time they were ready for the bears.
Most people aren't ready for the bears.
Well, yeah. I was a little upset, so I just decided to just move forward with it. And just kept shooting, and I kept hounding them and hounding them and hounding them, and then finally they came around. But I mean, really, the motivation for me is, well, I mean, I identify as a bear. Mm-hmm. I love the community. And I always felt like this is a community that has this amazing story that should be shared. And so it just felt like the right thing to do. It was just logical. And I knew at some point it would find a home somewhere on TV.
That's right. So you've been in contact with Logo about it. You know, I think they're ready. You know, we have Kendall coming out of there, and we have the Bear's Life ads going out of there, and I think the media or mainstream media is ready for the Bears now, especially coming out at the Crafty Griffin show last week. Did you get to see that?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was really great. I'm so glad. I don't know why it took so long though for people, you know, people outsiders to get what we're all about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. That's right. And there's more positive. Okay, to tell you honestly, like other things that the earlier media that come out are usually, you know, there are porn, there's porn, yeah. there's magazines, and you know what I mean. And when Bear's Life magazine came out, and some music videos and some concerts like Bearpalooza and Bears on the Run coming out, it's showing now the positive and the, let's just say, non-sexual part, that we are all people. We are all people, that we all have lives, that we all have things to show. And these are people who also enjoy like anybody else, right?
And that it truly is a community. That, mm-hmm. That's the thing that I was really drawn to, not only personally, but as a filmmaker, was... One thing about bears is, we're passionate about our community.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
And we'll go, you know, one of the characters, this guy Mikhail from Vermont. I mean, he lives way out in the boonies, and he will drive 12 hours just to go to a bear run, just to be around other guys like himself.
Mm-hmm.
That says something really big about how amazing the community is.
Mm-hmm. That is right. So you call this Bear Run the movie, but it's not necessarily a bear event, is it? Or there are parts of it that are in the bear event?
Yeah, I followed the three characters, mm-hmm. Kind of over the course of about 2 years as they were going to different events.
I see, okay.
But the focus of it is really... you know, why these three guys are drawn to the community. What is it, you know, what was it that they were seeking? What was it that they were, I guess, what was it that they were lacking?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're seeking and what they got or what they get from the bear community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very personal approach to looking at bear culture rather than kind of a survey. You know, where you'd say, okay, this is Bear Week Provincetown, and we're going to run around here a little bit. And it's more about the personal stories and how, and their transformations.
That's right.
Rather than kind of like an overview.
Uh-huh.
Do their paths ever cross?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. It's, I mean, for a really, what seems to be a really big community, it's not a very big community.
well, it's big in other aspects, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I keep hearing over and over is, like, guys will, you know, they'll say, you know, they'll go to, they let's say they live in Rhode Island, and they go to an event in Arizona and come to find out they know someone who knows someone, or they've chatted with this person, or, so in a lot of ways, it's a small community. Which is a good thing because it means that we're networked,
yep. Mm-hmm.
And that and we have, you know, a true sense of community because there is this common bond and there are these, and people know each other and they're talking and relationships are cemented and lasting, which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But what I really loved about this film is, or this topic, is that I think, and I still think it's the case, I'm in my mid-40s, but I still think today, people, you know, young men come out and they, you know, realize that they're gay, and so that you go to the big city to find your community. I'm going to, you know, since I'm gay, I'm going to go find the gay community, and they're going to welcome me with open arms. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, that's not the case. If you don't look a certain way, or if you don't act a certain way, you know, and if you're a little bit chubby, or if you're, you know, really hairy, mm-hmm. You go to West Hollywood or someplace, you know, where the look.
Or if you're very thin, you go somewhere else, like South Beach or yeah.
Right, you know what I mean? And what's happened is that a lot of guys who identify as bears now, didn't find community immediately. They were shunned because mm-hmm. of the way they looked. And that to me is what's so beautiful about the bear communities, because so many folks have found an amazing community and an amazing network, and yeah, I just think it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, any stories you could tell, or anything that was hard to do, or anything that what is the hardest part that you've done while doing this film?
I think the hardest part is how can you sum up, you know, the bear community in 45 minutes for television?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. You. Because you did mention you had to film so much and you just need to compress it all down into 45. That would be hard.
And just the topic itself being such a big topic. And, you know, I mean, there's international stories. There's the internet. I mean, there's so many different ways you could go with it. So my strategy was to keep it personal. Mm-hmm. And to really, really focus on just a few characters who I think are really noble, amazing, mm-hmm. lovable men.
Yes.
And let them dictate what the story should be.
Speaking of lovable men, I saw Jim Larson in it.
Yeah.
And you're friends with him too?
Yeah, I actually live about an hour south of Jim Larson. He's one of the founders of Bear Albany.
Mm-hmm.
One of the characters, two of the characters, is Mike McNair and his partner John, are also founders of Bear Albany. So mm-hmm. I hooked up with those guys, almost 2 years ago, and they were all incredibly, incredibly helpful with the filming. And Jim was kind of like an expert.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he chimed in on what the community is all about, and we did some fun stuff with bear language, and he was really, really great with that. So yeah, Jim's a great guy.
Yeah, I had him in a show a couple of years ago, and we talked about Bear Albany and his projects, and I get. They're really busy with it right now. It's really getting very busy with them too, right? With Bear Albany.
I think when they started their first event, they had, I don't know, maybe 70 or 80 guys, and now when they have an event, it's 500 or 600.
Yeah,
it's really grown, and that's the area that I live in. I mean, it's I have a choice. I could either drive into New York City, or I could go north to Albany.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's once you get outside of New York City, there's not that much around.
Yeah. Okay. So for our listeners out there, how can they get details about the movie?
Oh, sure. It is Bear Run is broadcasting on Logo, and it's the world premiere, which will be August 2nd at 8 p.m., which is a great time slot. And
prime time.
I'm really proud of that. Logo does this documentary series called Real Momentum, and they chose this film to launch the series,
mm-hmm.
Which is, it's a real honor, and it really says something about the bear community, that they think that the subject is important enough to launch their whole series with it, and to give us such, you know, I mean, a prime time slot like that.
That's right, 8 o'clock Central, or is 8 o'clock Eastern?
Eastern, yeah.
Okay, 7 o'clock Central. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll look forward to that. And so the website, BearRunTheMovie.com.
BearRunTheMovie.com. I've got on August 2nd, I'll also have the home video available. And that will be, it's a longer version of the film with a ton of outtakes, some really, really, really fun stuff.
That'll be awesome to watch.
And some stuff about bear history and some broader issues about bear culture with experts. But, I mean, some of the footage that did not make it into the final film will be on the DVD, and it's I didn't have the budget to go to all the events with all of the guys. So in a few instances, I gave them really small, kind of like home video cameras.
So they can film for themselves. Okay.
And hey, you wouldn't believe some of the stuff they came back with.
Could just imagine. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure a lot of it you couldn't put on TV.
Right. But I watched it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm looking forward to watching.
And maybe you can sell that to Showtime late night. You know, they like to do the Big Brother thing, so you can see the.
Right.
There you go.
Big Brother.
I wouldn't do that to the guys. I think because they might have been partying a little bit too much. I'm not even sure if they know what's on the tape. So I wouldn't do that to them.
Do you plan to do a tour on this one?
You know, it's. I'm going to try to. This was a very different project for me. Normally, I produce a documentary, and I do the gay and lesbian film festival circuit for about a year, and then it goes to television. The only way I could get this film done was with the help of Logo, so it's going right to TV. But I'm going to try to do as many film festivals after the fact, and certainly I'll be reaching out to probably every bear club in the country just to see if, you know, if there's opportunities to do screenings like we're doing the screening. It's next week at Lazy Bear. And then also doing gay and lesbian film festivals around the world. So I'm entering Madrid and Hamburg and Mix Brazil, and there's an Australian film festival. So I'm trying to get it out there. It's just
cool.
Different. Cool. Distribution plan that I'm used to.
Yeah. So, just keep us posted, and we'll definitely tell our listeners and tell them about if you're going to do a tour. Of course, right now, I hope that our listeners out there just check out Logo and watch out. Eight o'clock Eastern, right? 8 o'clock Eastern.
Yep.
8 o'clock Eastern. Logo channel and Bear Run the movie and the website. Is BearRunTheMovie.com.
That's it.
Yeah. And how about your other projects? You mentioned about you've been doing the documentary for 20 years, and tell us about it, your project before.
Sure. For many years, I produced historical documentaries for PBS. And then about 10 years ago, I switched over to social issue documentaries, really focusing on gay and lesbian issues and queer issues. Back in 98, I did a documentary called After Stonewall with John Scagliotti, who actually has the Bear Film Festival every year, which is kind of cool. So I'm going to be showing Bear Run up there. And that was a 30-year history, big overview of gay and lesbian history.
Mm-hmm.
In a documentary called Dangerous Living, which is actually airing the same day on Logo on August 2nd, and that's about gay identity in developing countries. So it's kind of like, you know, what happens if you come out and identify as gay, but you live in Vietnam in Namibia, in some of these countries.
In the news, in Turkey, well, somebody who lives there, he was a very out gay man in Turkey. It's in the news. And tragically, some kind of executed or... I see what you mean. It's dangerous living.
It's really dangerous. amazing. I mean, people are really putting their lives on the line just by, you know, for what you, what the three of us take for granted by just being out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then I've done a bunch of other documentaries, and, but the most recent one before this was a film called Cruel and Unusual, which looked at transgender women who are incarcerated in men's prisons.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty heavy, heavy topic.
Let me ask you there. Transgender women, so they are treated as women. I mean, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? They are regarded as women. And they will be with the female.
And basically, it's dictated by genitalia. So even if there's a trans woman who is biologically female,
mm-hmm.
has breasts, and even her name could be Karen, and she looks like a woman, but from the waist down, if she still has a penis, mm-hmm. she will go into the men's prison.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine, it was a really, it was a four-year project, and we interviewed people all around the country, and that actually broadcast on Women's Entertainment last year.
Cruel and Unusual. Okay, I better write that down. Write that down. I have to. Is it out on? It's a documentary that's out on the market right now on Amazon.com or.
Yep, it's on Amazon. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's also a website, cruelandunusualfilm.com.
Okay.
And then I just started shooting a new documentary on following the lives of four characters at a gay campground in rural Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So onto gay camping, but there's a bunch of bears in it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's always bears.
There's always, but you have to put them there.
Right. See, Matter, he needs to come down for Asians and Friends camp out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, where is that?
Oh, it's we do it at. Rainbow Ranch. It's a gay campground too, but it's not really roughing it because we have a pavilion. There are restrooms.
They bring their Wii and play it.
Yeah, I bring my Nintendo Wii to play.
Oh, God. Well, you know what they call that now? It's called glamping. It's glamour camping.
Glamour camping. Okay. Yeah. Glamping. Okay. That's a new term.
The documentary that I'm doing is because, you know, it's a gay campground. So, you know, that these, you know, there's like blenders and espresso makers. And
which reminds me, you just came from camping.
I did.
Yeah. Was it glamping for you?
It was totally glamping.
Well, I went last weekend, so I know how what it's all about now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It was all about glamping.
Okay, you didn't do a tent.
Oh, no. Well, I got a pop-up tent on a trailer. Okay. It's actually kind of like a pop-up camper, except it's actually just a tent that pops up on the trailer.
I know those. Yep, those are great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of roughing it.
No, I had my AC and coffee maker. And this is Texas, after all. You got to have the AC.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Oh, good point. I'm up in the Northeast, so the summers aren't like you guys put up with down there. Oh my God.
Yeah. Summers up north are very nice, as long as you're not in a big city somewhere.
Yeah. And it's fun. So it's glamping. Okay, I gotta, because that's what we do. We have steaks, we have soup, and we have fabulous food, and we have Wi-Fi, and we have
you can chat with each other and eat fondue.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I'm camping right now. Yeah, that's how we do it.
Fondue.
Uh-huh. Write that down.
Well, you know, if it's a gay campground that bears go to, they got to have Wi-Fi so everybody can get on 411 and try to hook up with everybody else in the campground. So,
you know, it's actually in one of the experts that I interviewed, Steve O'Harris, who's the publisher of Bears Life.
Best Life. Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that. He said, you know, nowadays, because there's such an online presence and network of bears on the web, is that, you know, he'll go to a friend's house, a couple's house, and one guy is in the office and the other one's, you know, has the laptop on the, you know, on the counter in the kitchen, and they're chatting with each other rather than talking to each other. Which I thought was a really, really funny observation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I always thought it was funny because we have Texas Bear Roundup here in Dallas, which is the big bear run in Texas every year.
I've heard much about it.
And we go, and you go up there, and you'll walk by, and guys that have their doors, their rooms open, and they're sitting there with their laptops on Bear 411 talking to people at the event. Instead of going out and mingling with people, they're on the websites talking to people, trying to get the hookup on and all that. So I just think it's hilarious. So.
Yeah, I went to the office in the hotel. I would go to the business room or the fax room, whatever they do. They have their computers there. Yeah, and they would leave their screens on when they're Bear 411 websites and Bear City and Bear WWW. They have it on their screen there. So yeah, they chat even though they're already in the Bear Run. So.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
hey,
I actually
just joined Bear 411. I had missed that whole thing, all the websites, and mm-hmm. I'm curious to see kind of how it works. And but everyone I know is on Bear 411.
Well, good for you, because I couldn't get in. No, I can't.
Yeah, if you're a bear, you can be on Bear 411, or if you pay for an account, you can be on Bear 411.
Yeah.
If you're not one of those, if you don't pay or you're not. And you're not a bear, then you don't get an account on 411.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what happened. That's just a personal experience. So, yeah. So, anyway, so back to...
There you go. There's your next documentary. Chasers that get discriminated against by bears.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that it happens. There are some people. But I hear people who... who got accounts too, but anyway, that's a different story. We talked about it before. Anyway, there's something about one of your documentaries that I'm really interested about, because you did After Stonewall. I watched both Before Stonewall and After Stonewall, and even the bonus features of it, because there's just so many things that you can hear from, so many things that the people have to say, even.
Oh, it's a huge, it's 30 years of gay history in 90 minutes. I mean, there was a lot of outtakes or a lot of leftover material after doing that documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge topic.
And I really commend you guys doing that film. Commending you, Dan. It's awesome. It's an awesome job. I mean, it's just watching Before Stonewall and After Stonewall, it's... And yeah, it's available on Netflix also. Either you order it, or you rent it, whether the DVD, or you can play it online.
Right.
On Netflix.
So the guy who really, John Scagliotti is the guy who did Before Stonewall, and then he and I and a woman by the name of Janet Boss did After Stonewall. So John is the guy who was also the creator of the PBS series In the Life.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been around for, I don't know, 16 years or so now. So he's a pretty amazing, he's going to kill me when I say this, but he's a pioneer.
Oh.
It's going to make him feel old. But he really is. I mean, he has so many firsts.
Mm-hmm.
I was really fortunate to work with him.
That is awesome. Yeah, that's something we should recommend to our listeners too. Before Stonewall and After Stonewall.
Definitely. Yeah.
After Stonewall is... For me, it's very touching, because there's a lot of it hits home really, the stories and the people talking about there and the topics and stuff. And yeah, After Stonewall, highly recommendable for people to watch. Yeah,
hey, can you tell us a little bit about Oliver Button as a star? Did you have anything to do with that?
I did. That was my project. John Scagliotti and I did that together. And it was it aired on PBS, and it was based on the children's book Oliver Button is a Sissy, and which is written by Tommy DePaola, who's a really, really famous children's writer and illustrator. And the Twin Cities Gay Men's Chorus did a musical adaptation of this kid's book. This is back in 2001, I think, that they did this. And they did a musical adaptation of this kid's book that essentially dealt with homophobia and gender differences in kids, teasing. Kids tease each other. You're a sissy.
Wow.
But you're a tomboy. You're a bulldagger. You're a, all those horrible things that kids call each other. And so that was back in 2001. So it's a combination of the interview with the author, interview with three celebrities, well, one being the author, the other being Anne Bancroft, who is an Arctic explorer. She was the first woman to, I think, to walk across Antarctica. She's an amazing, amazing explorer. And then the dancer, mm-hmm. Bill T. Jones, and Kevin Aquan, who was a makeup artist who passed away a few years ago. But that was a really interesting project. It was, you know, a medley of animation that was based on the book. There was a gay men's chorus that did a musical adaptation, and then kind of traditional documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So that that's one of my favorite projects. Because everyone was teased at one point or another when they were kids, so it really hits home. You know, whether you were called a sissy or not, or if you were called fat, or if you were called stupid. I mean, I think it remembers being hurt, you know, or teased when they were a kid.
Yeah. Dan, can you do me a favor? Can you email me these links?
Sure.
On all of these documents, because I find these all intriguing for me, and I gotta see these videos of yours.
Of course.
Yeah. So, so everybody out there listening to the show, just go to bearrunthemovie.com and check out. I'll put the links on the website on all of Dan's projects and the project that he's involved with, and Dan, we really appreciate you being in the show, and really great.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure, and I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Time for some Bear Events, guys. Bear Albany presents Trunks. This is in Albany, New York, July 25th. July is hot, and so is the next Bear Albany weekend. Things kick off with karaoke on Friday night, followed by the Wet n' Wild pool party on Saturday afternoon. Then it's the Northeast's hottest beach party on Saturday night, and things wrap up on the Sunday with a big bear brunch. Okay, so for more info, go to bearalbany.com. Next event is Bournemouth Bear Bash 4. It's in Bournemouth, United Kingdom. Am I pronouncing it right? Is it Bournemouth? Please email me. Correct me, okay? July 25th. Tickets for the Friday and Saturday for our Bear Bash at the Caves have now gone on sale. So you can purchase them at sebears.com/bearbash_tickets.htm through PayPal. Hint, if you're down for the full weekend, make sure you purchase the Saver ticket at a lower price for £10. Yeah, please note, guys, that this is a ticket-only event. We cannot sell tickets on the door. Tickets soon to be available from Clone Zone. Bournemouth only. I'm saying it Bournemouth, but I'm not sure, okay? So, for ticket inquiries, send your emails to smbaker77@googlemail.com. Google Mail. Don't you use Gmail? smbaker77@googlemail.com. Or for more info, go to the website at sebearsbournemouth.co.uk. Okay. I hope I said that right. Bournemouth. Okay. Some Bear Fest in Blackpool, United Kingdom, on July 25th. Oh, very hot guys. Okay. Some Bear Fest is a brand new bear event to be held this summer in sunny Blackpool, and it's totally free. It's an unrun. Sorry, it's an unrun. totally free, guaranteeing you no door charges whatsoever at any time. This bear event will be the longest running event of its kind in the UK, and promises to give you 4 days and 4 nights of fun, mayhem, surprises, and loads of bears, cubs, and admirers. So for more info, go to tradesbar.co.uk. Next event is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. MN Bear Ball 2008, July 25th. For the 180 bears who have attended the MN Bear Ball weekend in the past, we have a few new events this year. plus some old favorites. Underbear. Ooh, nice. Underbear Ball at the Eagle Underground includes up to 4 well drinks if Underbear. I remember a picture of Joel from B-Talk. It's all shirtless there. Hot. Okay, what's next? Country Bear Skin Pool Party, beverages and lunch included. Okay, $10 for transportation. And on Saturday, Big Muddy Fireworks Ball. It's going to be a riverfront dinner, rooftop fireworks over the Mississippi, the Big Muddy Ball in the River Place Atrium. And what else? On Sunday, Big Muddy River Cruise with Cash Bar. And farewell show tunes on Sunday. Interesting. Okay, so for more info, go to mnbearball.com. Okay, next event is TBLC Rockin' and Rollin'. Sorry, Rockin' and Rollin' Bear. Yeah, it's Burkeville, Virginia, July 25th. 3 days of fun in the woods of South Central Virginia. There will be games, fireworks, cocktail parties, and plenty of other activities. Come join us for our biggest event of the year. So for more info, go to tblcva.org. Yes, okay, let's go back to the show. All right, we're back.
We're back. You know, I think what we need to do, you know, for logo, I think, we, you know, that MTV does the whole real world.
Uh-huh.
I think we need to do real fur.
Real fur.
Real and get fur. Some outspoken bears and lock them all up in the same house and watch the fur fly.
Oh, yeah. That would be an awesome video. We should suggest it then.
I know. Oh. And you know who should be on there? Roy, are you listening? It's a show for you, baby.
Which Roy? Our
Roy.
Our Roy.
Roy would be perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
We could get him. We could get some little chaser up in there.
Uh-huh.
We could get some little muscle bear. We can get some otters up in there. And then we can just, you know, get, you know, all kind of, just a whole bunch of bears up there and put them in there and watch the fur fly.
Yeah.
And record. And they'll either be fighting all the time. Or having sex all the time, whichever. But something going down,
whichever,
you know,
comes first.
Or and it probably a lot of the time it'll be both.
Or whoever comes first, yeah.
That's right. So
That's awesome. Anyway, yeah, thanks again to Dan for giving us an opportunity to see or to talk about Bear Run the Movie. So check it out, bearrunthemovie.com. So shall we go to comments?
Do we have comments?
We have comments.
You mean besides the two that I emails that I received about Nard being mummified?
Oh my god! We got an email from Jeffrey and from Ron, actually Ron from Connecticut, and Jeffrey from Vermont. They want me to be mummified. In the past episode, in the previous episode, we talked about mummification. Okay, so you guys, if you guys want me mummified, email us nardville@.
Not Nardville.
Not Nardville. Nard at bearpodcast.com.
And make sure you include Ray at bearpodcast.com so I can verify that y'all send him these emails. Because if y'all send them directly to him, never hear about them.
So how are we going to do this? Maybe Steve DePassi is going to help us or something?
I'll work it out. When I get back from Comic-Con and you get back from the Filipinos, we can set something up.
Yeah, that's right. Before I go into more comments, biggermanila.com, guys. It's the Filipino chub club in Manila. So biggermanila.org, is that .org? I'm not sure. But anyway, they're the club. I hope to get to meet with them. And biggermanila.org, that's right. And I hope to get to meet up with them there and probably do a show with them. Yeah, it's a bear club in the Philippines. Where can you get that? I mean, how often do you see that? Anyway, okay, let's go on to the comments we have on episode 217. Big Nug. Actually, like I said last week, I met up with Big Nug. And he says here, thanks for the shout out. It was great to see you again. Yeah, and you should come back to Columbus Friday, October 3rd, for my CD party at Tradewinds. Hugs, Nugget. Yeah, he's more known as Nugget, I guess, by some people. Yeah, he's going to have, bignug.com.
Did you say anything about his tour coming back to Houston? I know they had to cancel their date here.
Oh, I remember that because they had problems with the scheduling, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they ever get anything rescheduled? Are there any more plans for tour?
Not yet. Yeah, okay. We'll probably get more info about that from them. What else do we have? Okay, your turn. How about the comment that you have?
From Garbear 73.
Mm-hmm. Gary.
So Ray has a press pass for Comic-Con. The equivalent of how many multiple orgasms in the nerd bear community.
Okay.
LOL. I admit, some of what was described, I am jealous of knowing he gets first dibs on experiencing. Nard, you best tell Ray to get only the best dirt, damn it. If Bear Podcast is to meet the expectations of becoming the tabloid clearinghouse of the bear community, he has to deliver. Mm-hmm. Hugs, guys, and keep up the great work, Gary.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, okay, Ray, that's your job.
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to get people lined up. If I can get to him, I'll get to him. Mm-hmm. But I've been trying to talk to some of the bear artists out there, like Joe Phillips, J.J. Kirby, Andy Margellis, and a couple of – I think I just screwed Andy's name up because I'm not looking at it directly. Mm-hmm. Margellis or whatever. The world's bear Wonder Woman expert. But I know
some guys who are experts with Wonder Woman. Okay,
I'm sure he would give them a run for their money. So anyway, but you know, I'm trying to get some interviews lined up with them, and you know, it's hard. I guess most of the thing is I'm going to walk there and say, "Hey, you're so and so. I want to interview. I'm a bear podcast. Blah blah blah." So,
oh wow,
and get to talk to them, and then try to get into some of the stuff early. That's what I got to find out when I get there. Does my press pass allow me to bypass the lines to get into the events, which is usually what eats up most of the time if you do anything at Comic-Con? From what I understand, is you have to stand in line to wait to get into anything. So hopefully Press Pass will bypass that. And gosh,
you're going to be a snob there. You're like Gary, not Gary, Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World. Okay.
Well, you know, I was talking to my friend Michael, who's a friend of oh, what's the guy's name? Carl. Yeah, that's
Carl.
His name.
Yes, his Carl. Name. Hey, Carl.
I think that's his name. Hey, Carl. Yeah, I can't remember your name. I'm going crazy here, but I'll see you in 2 days. Actually, by the time this airs, I'll be seeing you that day.
Yeah.
So, Michael's been helping us, and he said, here's your tips. Bring some good walking shoes. Bring water and snacks to the convention center with you, because this thing is huge.
Oh my God.
He said, hopefully your press pass will allow you to bypass the lines, because if you do that, then you actually might be able to do some stuff, because most of the times eating up at Comic-Con, if you're trying to go to anything, you're standing in the line to get in because there's limited seating.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's awesome. I'm jealous. I should have. Yeah. Anyway, so, maybe next year. We'll see.
Yeah,
there's going to be bears from Live Journal that I see. Sluggo Bear I think King for a Day. People are going to be there for...
Well, I haven't gotten any emails about bears that listen to the show that are going to be there or that are from San Diego, so I can meet them, because I think we're going out to the Bear Bar one night there, and because I know we're going to the big costume party, mm-hmm. and get all that stuff straight. So
yeah. So yeah, everybody listening out there, yeah, meet up. Email Ray at bearpodcast.com
Let me know. We'll try to meet up.
Meet up there at the Comic-Con. How often does that happen?
Yeah. Right. So,
he'll be videotaping, and what else is he going to do?
Videotaping, and then I got my audio here, so I can just do some audio stuff if it's quick.
Yep.
Hopefully, I can get most of it on video. So,
yeah, take lots of pictures too.
So well, see, that's the thing.
You have to have a camera.
I got to get the camera here and get it charged up here in a little bit. That's the only thing I'm missing. I got the batteries for the video camera charged up. I got a bunch of batteries for the digital voice recorder. So mm-hmm. I got it all set, I think. I think I'm ready to go there. So.
Awesome, yeah. Okay, so some announcements. Probably we'll talk about that. But yeah, let's quickly talk about the Rocktoberfest at Timberfell Lodge and the campground. It's Bearpalooza. Yeah, join the men of Bearpalooza, the Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance, and other area bear clubs. And soon to be announced, for a Smoky Mountain weekend getaway in the month of October at Timberfell Lodge, Tennessee's premier private men's resort and campground. Yeah, it's going to be, when is it? The date's going to be October 10 to 12. So mark your calendars if you guys are going to Timberfell and join the Bears in singing and merriment with clothing optional. Wow. I still have to see that, you know, Bears performing, well, in the nude. That's when that's
sweet.
That'll be awesome. Well, there'll be chances for you too. Would be we'll have someone like Wayne perform a dance for you or something, right?
There we go. We'll lap dance. That's right. And let's not forget the Big Bear event, Lazy Bear Weekend, that's coming up July 30th through August the 4th. Mm-hmm. So, which I think Dan Hunt said earlier that his movie is going to be previewed at.
Yeah, first. So. That's awesome that they're going to see it. Well, we'll wait for the DVD. And it's awesome. It's really great to have him. Anyway, okay. So, yeah, we're going to wrap this up. But before we go, how about some shout-outs? I have a lot of shout-outs. So, do you have any shout-outs?
I have a shout-out to Carl for putting up with my craziness and then having to deal with my craziness this coming week. Mm-hmm. To John for being a wonderful partner. Mm-hmm. All the guys at SinFest, I enjoyed working with y'all. Y'all are a great group. Hope to do it some more. And if I'm missing anybody, if I forgot anything, I don't know if I forgot anybody. I'm sorry. I'm old and my brain's gone. I have no memory anymore.
Okay. Well, I have a lot. I have a lot. Actually, when I was in San Antonio, I met a lot of new guys there who are from Laredo, Texas. Shout out to Luis, Mario, Victor, Mikey from South Texas, Louie, and of course our friends Jerry and Joe, who had the housewarming party with the theme. Michael and Jim from Austin. Yes, they're a great couple. They were there also. Mark and Carlos. And Jeff D in Texas, who I drove with to San Antonio. Yeah, I was with him and we went to... Yeah, both of us went to San Antonio. We drove together, so it's awesome. Thanks, Jeff, for writing with me, okay? And what else? Of course, my partner, Mike. I'm going to see him next week in the airport on our way to the Philippines. So I'm excited about that. Woo, gosh, so many things to do. What are you guys going to do this weekend?
Ray? Me? Yeah. What am I going to do this? I'm going to be at Comic-Con this weekend.
That's right. I keep forgetting. Okay, guys. Email Ray, okay? ray@bearpodcast.com if you guys want to hook up with them or me or...
Oh, see them okay.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, this weekend, I'll just stay home. I'll just stay home and you'll be in Comic-Con.
Oh, please. You're going to the Philippines the week after.
I know.
On vacation. Yeah. All those little hot little Filipino boys running around.
Yeah. Well, that's going to be eye candy for Mike.
Speaking of eye candy, have you heard from Ryan lately?
No, I haven't. Speaking of chasers, we're going to do a chaser show next week. So that's the plan, all right?
We need to email Ryan and get him on there.
Yeah.
Check out what he's got going on.
Okay. Okay, I plan to watch Batman this coming Thursday. That's the only time I'm going to do. Tomorrow night, I have to go to watch
IMAX.
A baseball game. Yeah, it has to be IMAX, right? You have to watch it in IMAX, right?
Right. I got to go watch it in IMAX because the tickets are already sold out.
Oh, okay. Let's do Thursday. What do you think? Oh, no, you're out. You're in. Keep forgetting.
Hello?
Okay, how about tomorrow? What if we watch it on... Oh, no, not tomorrow. Wednesday.
What should we watch it Wednesday?
Batman on IMAX.
I'm gone. Hello?
You're really gone? I thought... Oh, okay. Oh, 2 days from now, you're going to leave. You're Wednesday. Okay.
I'm leaving on Wednesday.
All right, then. Fine. Go to Comic-Con. Hello, Five Care. Yeah, actually, I do. I want to go. Can I ship myself via FedEx with you and just...
No.
No, sorry. Okay, no. All right. you're so mean to me. Anyway, okay, so wrap this up. Thank you everyone for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and visit the website and leave your comments there also, www.bearpodcast.com. And call us on our voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
That's right. Yeah, leave your voice comments. We will play it in the show. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. If you have an iPhone 3G, you can go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. And that's it. Oh, gosh. It's going to be a very busy July and August. Okay, so say goodbye to the boys, Ray.
Bye, boys.
Bye, boys. Okay, so we'll catch you guys next week, and thank you for listening. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear. Podcast.